You don't often see the label "Made in Massachusetts" these days, but manufacturing does play an outsized role in the state's economy. 10% of our economic output is produced by just 7% of our workforce. All this week, we've been looking at the future of work in a WBUR series with that title, The Future of Work. Today, WBUR Bostonomics reporter Bruce Gellerman takes us to factories on the front line of a new industrial revolution, one that promises to transform how things are made and the role of workers.
The factory floor at Custom Machine Group in Woburn is filled with dozens of multi-million dollar metal cutting machines, some the size of SUVs. The place is spotless.
Yeah, it doesn't look like an old Rosie Derivative machine shop, right?
Carl Pesciuto is president of Custom Machine, which mass produces precision parts.
Every machine that you see here has a computer on it. That's a multi-axis horizontal milling machine. It's all automated.
The guy that was standing there, is he running the machine at all?
All he does is load the component in, hits the button, and inspects after it comes out.
Welcome to Massachusetts' new industrial revolution, where workers armed with computing power and automation have made manufacturing a comeback story in the Commonwealth. Today, companies in the state literally make everything from soup to nuts, $48 billion a year worth of golf balls, razor blades, and jet engines. Knee implants, missiles, even horseshoes. Carl Pesciuto.
There is nothing that is produced from clothing to food. Even the air in the room is processed by something. And when's the last time you saw an air conditioner tree that you could just pick an air conditioner off of? So this field is like the air in the room. Nobody notices it's there until it's gone.
Despite the heavy dose of factory automation, there's a critical shortage of skilled machinists who program the computerized tools, cut precision dies, and manage the complex manufacturing process.
It's your life, your future. Now is the time to make something of it.
This is an ad for the Center for Manufacturing Technology. The Pesciuto family started the state-certified school a decade ago when it couldn't find enough skilled machinists for its plant.
Take pride in making it at the Custom Group.
Old school. Yeah, this is old school, and that's what we teach.
It's back to basics for Cosmo Pesciuto. He founded Custom Machine in the 1960s. Now he teaches a class in Metal Shop 101 to students, mostly immigrants, who start learning the machinist craft on an antique lathe that predates the company, before manufacturing jobs were lost to low-cost factories overseas.
We lost 40 years of old school, and we have to bring it back. We're looking for people. We can't get them, so we have to train them.
Today, a quarter of a million Massachusetts workers are employed in manufacturing. But less than 9,000 are skilled machinists. And Carl Pesciuto says they're in high demand.
We're not even playing catch-up. We're running way behind. They're gobbled up before they even graduated. We have pretty much 100% placement of everybody.
Machinist salaries range from $15 an hour, plus a lot of overtime for an inexperienced journeyman, to $150,000 a year for an expert. Those craftsmen who can mill a piece of metal with an artistic touch to within a few millionths of an inch.
It's really like watching a Picasso get done in real time here.
Chris DiBiasio is group leader for advanced manufacturing at Cambridge-based Draper.
We actually don't even call them machinists at their highest classification here. We call them instrument makers.
Draper has its own in-house machine shop. Here, instrument makers turn computerized drawn art into precision parts. Small sensors, pumps, and components that can be implanted into people to deliver medicine, used in weapon systems, or sent into space. DiBiasio says a constant challenge is finding young machinists to replace retiring craftsmen.
Do they have the chops to be able to do real manual precision, you know, turning on a lathe or cutting with a mill? And if they have the hands-on skills, then you try to figure out, okay, can I then transform and take that next step into precision instrument maker?
DiBiasio leads the way off the noisy machine shop floor, through a door, leading into a new machine age.
This is the future of manufacturing now, right? That's what everyone will tell you, and this is our additive manufacturing facility. You see, it's a lot quieter.
Here, instead of computerized milling machines and skilled machinists, advanced whisper-quiet 3D printers add layer upon layer of materials, building complex components. Carl Bass is CEO Emeritus of Autodesk, a company that pioneered additive manufacturing software and 3D printing.
What we're doing with digital design and fabrication is rewriting the rules of the Industrial Revolution.
The price of 3D printers is dropping rapidly. Advanced materials, glass, metals, and plastics are being developed. And while additive machines can't print as precisely as skilled machinists can mill, Bass says that's quickly changing too.
What we're now able to do with these new kinds of digital factories is make things in small quantities where you get the same kind of quality you get in the large thing, but at that same low cost. It also leads to things like mass customization, and that's dramatically different.
A digital 3D factory is already transforming manufacturing in Massachusetts. Boston-based New Balance is using advanced 3D printers made by Somerville's Form Labs to produce custom-made running shoes. Catherine Petreca is with New Balance.
We're actually able to get information from you, either get data or what your preferences are, and make you that part on demand with printing in much better and shorter supply chain than we can with traditional techniques.
3D printers may never be able to produce a Picasso the way a skilled instrument maker can precisely mill a piece of metal, but advanced printers can make instruments. Alexander Gomenik worked at Form Labs while an MIT grad student. At a recent conference at the school called The Digital Factory, he played a nylon violin produced on a 3D printer.
In terms of design, it looks like Stradivarius, but it doesn't sound like Stradivarius yet.
It's predicted the overall number of manufacturing jobs in Massachusetts will hold steady in the near future. But 3D printers are a work in progress. On the horizon are printers that can replicate and manufacture other 3D printers. It's not possible. Not yet. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.